Africa. It is 21 after 1 o'clock Central African time, and we're coming to you live from Johannesburg in South Africa. Today marks the conclusion of the three-day Global African Hydrogen Summit in Windhoek, Namibia. The summit brought together prominent leaders, including Namibia's Vice President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, alongside high-level ministerial delegations from countries such as Germany, Belgium, and Egypt. The event has focused on building strategic partnerships and promoting investment in Africa's green hydrogen industry. Joining us to provide a summary of the summit is Damian Howard from DMG Events Energy Portfolio. Damian, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Africa in Business.
Good afternoon, Lulu. Thank you so much for inviting me onto the show.
Damian, what were the main objectives of the Global African Hydrogen Summit? And do you feel these objectives were successfully met over the past 3 days?
Thank you, Lulu. A great question. And I should just say that the summit is still ongoing, so I can't speak to the full 3 days, but I can certainly speak to its launch. We launched along the sidelines of COP28, and really one of the objectives has been to platform the global role Africa expects to play in the hydrogen market, and to facilitate collaboration and advanced dialogue really across policy, investment, and the emerging hydrogen value chain. But of course, opportunity for the continent, is to harmonize its own industrialization and become a global powerhouse of green manufactured products. So it's also been another objective for the three-day summit, to convene leaders from governments, government agencies, industry, business leaders, project developers, investors, thought leaders and technologists from across Africa and around the world to really drive these partnerships for critical investments and financing into bankable green energy projects across Africa. So I would say that's probably a second key objective. And I would say the third one really is, of course, really wanting to be able to showcase Namibia to the world as a potential strategic global partner of choice, in addition to be able to showcasing global best practice in the hydrogen value chain to Namibia for partnership creation, collaboration, fostering knowledge transfer and local capacity building. So in answer to your second part of the question, yes, I believe we have definitely achieved on those three objectives.
Now, how significant is Africa's role in the global green hydrogen market? And what unique opportunities does the continent offer for investors and developers?
Yeah, so I mean, I think there's an abundance of opportunities, phenomenal opportunities, because of course, as I mentioned, the continent has the potential to not only from a production standpoint of hydrogen, but also to industrialize and harmonize its own industrialization to become, global powerhouse of green manufactured products, whilst also applying that localized multiplier effect. So, stimulating both in-country value, including employment creation, ancillary industries like manufacturing, and natural resource refining, which will help to uplift economies across Africa, whilst also sustainably bringing an end to energy poverty. So really, from a clean hydrogen perspective, it can cover a significant, portion of the global energy transition needs, especially in hard to abate sectors such as steel manufacturing and aviation. And of course, several African countries are really, really accelerating these ambitions, whether it's Egypt, Kenya, Mauritania, Morocco, Namibia, or South Africa. Had a meeting earlier with a big delegation from Nigeria who also have, they're actively pursuing clean hydrogen production. And really, I suppose the second part of that, what's the offering to investors? I think threefold. There are many, but the first three I would say would be abundant natural resource wealth when speaking in relation to solar, wind, hydro, geothermal, large underpopulated land masses that would be required for the scale of the infrastructure required, and of course the willingness to create an enabling environment, whether it's for partners, collaborators, or investors.
And what specific commitments or agreements were made during the summit between African nations and international partners, particularly with Germany, Belgium, and Egypt?
So I can mention the three that I know that are official and have been made yesterday and today. There are probably many more, so forgive me for not mentioning all of them. However, I would also say that the concluding ceremony of the summit later on today actually has some huge announcements coming. So please do watch that space. There'll be a press release to follow up on that confirmation. And of course, the media there will also be releasing off the back of that. But the three that I can confirm is the signing between the EU, so the Honourable Kadri Simpson, EU Commissioner from the European Union, has been here with us for the whole week. Yesterday, there was a deal signing between the EU and the government of Namibia, where there were funds, 50 million euro funds dedicated to both Namibia and South Africa. So a split 50-50 between the two. So I think that's a huge commitment. You know, our theme is from ambition to action, and that's a big action. Today, Greengo Energy from Denmark announced two MOUs, one with Inosolar and one with Lodestar, both Namibian local indigenous companies. One is for the production of green steel, the other for scalable, huge scalable green power generation, again, for local industrialization. And the third one is a partnership between Africa Practice and the Environmental Defence Fund. So, yeah,
Yeah,
three
well,
exciting.
Damien, this all sounds very exciting, and I guess it is, especially for the continent as a whole. Now, in terms of infrastructure and funding, what are the biggest challenges Africa faces in scaling up green hydrogen projects, and were these challenges addressed during the summit?
Absolutely. So there are many, many challenges. In fact, I did a talk a few months ago on the multiple challenges. And the Global African Hydrogen Summit was really, you know, again, as I mentioned, a platform to channel, you know, capital towards critical sectors for sustainable development. But of course, in order to do that, you have to unpack all of the challenges. And of course, infrastructure development is a huge piece, especially when you're, you know, considering the remote locations of many of these project sites. And that has been unpacked at the summit. And again, it's different and very nuanced from country to country, region to region. But again, it can't be done in silo. It can't be done by a single government. It can't be done by a single project developer. And so, you know, having brought together partners, whether they're investors, developers, governments, all the rest of the value chain, to be able to analyze these challenges and propose solutions. So it has been a platform to propose solutions. And it's been fantastic having such a huge delegation from the EU, the German delegation, Belgian delegation, Netherlands delegation in particular, who, as we know, as a European community, have existing infrastructure that they share. There is that cross-border cooperation, that cross-border pollinization. There was an organization yesterday who was sharing a blueprint from Belgium that said it could work as a blueprint to be rolled out, say, for example, in the southern region of Africa, specifically across Namibia and South Africa. So yes, definitely, all of these key challenges have been at the focal point to discuss, to tackle, to provide solutions for. And will be housed at the heart of the takeaways and resolutions that come out of this this 3-day summit.
Damien, very briefly, just looking forward, what should we expect as the next steps following the summit, and how soon might we see a tangible outcomes from the discussions held over the past 3 days?
Well, I would say those are myriad. So if we had to unpack them in three different into three different buckets, I would say on the one side, from a government to government perspective, those conversations have been happening for, you know, for a couple of years. We've, as I mentioned, you know, had deals signed on site here, and those will continue to happen later on today and into the next week. Then from a, I suppose, business to business perspective, it's really looking forward to those FIDs. So there are a couple that we've, heard of behind the scenes here in Namibia, where we can look, over the next 12 months for an FID, but also beyond Namibia, certainly into South Africa, into Egypt. We've had the Minister of Egypt here as well. So we can definitely look at some concrete FIDs. And so those projects going into development. And then I think the third one is really about okay, we've hosted the summit. What's next? Very excited to announce that the Namibian government have invited us to host the sequel. So the Global African Hydrogen Summit 2025 will be again hosted in Namibia. From September 9th to September 11th, 2025. And so, we can hold ourselves accountable, right? DMG Events as the organizers, our partners, and all of our stakeholders in the value chain who have been here these past 3 days, we are going to be accountable to the pledges made, MOUs signed, deals struck,
Yes.
and the resolutions. So we can come back in a year and see what progress has been made.
Well,
Thank you.
Damien, we'll have to leave it there for today. Thank you for joining us on Africa in Business.
Thank you so much, Lulu. All the best. Bye.
Thank you, and to you too, Damien. That's Damien Howard from DMG Events Energy Portfolio joining us on the line. Our news headlines up next with Onelintsi.